If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10.
It is Kale and Company, 847 as we continue.
By the way, Nick Kale, now we're at $3,800.
Okay, well, yes. Uh-oh. If you want to round up, but I see the donation of $95. The total right now is $3,799.86.
Oh, my God.
Your OCD must be off the charts right now.
Oh, God. I didn't see that.
Yes.
Oh, that is amazing.
Somebody donate 14 cents right now. Can we get an even 38 hundo? Just so Stalker will be at ease here on a Friday.
There's 37th annual Bend to the Shore bike tour. Team Kale and Company, all the money goes to the families behind the Badge Children's Foundation. If you want to donate, our goal is $20,000. $20,000. If you want to donate, please go to gregstockersucks.com, gregstockersucks.com, and donate.
Yes. All right, we got a lot of good stuff coming up here in the final hour and change. We'll get to a big three with Dawn in just a little bit. We've got our morning mystery movie clip, Cut Sheet Part 2, but we do have some updates. Phil Omquist just alerted me to this. Scottie Scheffler was actually in an orange jumpsuit. And
what?
He was photoshopped. A photo was taken, a mug shot. It was probably fingerprinted as well as Pat Forty, a sports columnist for Sports Illustrated, has tweeted out the picture. I just retweeted it. And Scottie Scheffler was charged with second-degree assault of a police officer.
Wow.
Third-degree criminal mischief, reckless driving, disregarding traffic signals from an officer directing traffic. He has since been released on his own recognizance and is on his way to the PGA Championship. So he's either going to come out and shoot like an 80 today and be totally disheveled, or he might have the round of his life. I'm not sure which one will happen.
That is amazing.
It's unbelievable. I mean, second degree assault of a police officer.
Yeah.
Third degree criminal mischief. Reckless driving, obviously you get that, but man, second degree assault of an officer. I'm not sure if that's a misdemeanor or a felony, but if he's released ROR, I mean, obviously there's no bail, and we'll see how that plays out. I'm guessing there will not be any charges filed, but still.
By the way, we're still getting reports that we're getting commercials during the,
Yeah, how is that? We've really got to get to the bottom of that.
Gene, Chris, everybody. Guys, if either of you, Anthony or Phil, if you either of you have an update, just jump in the studio and give us an update, because
I'm curious
why that's happening.
We've been doing this for over a year now, and we've never had that complaint pop up.
We're not.
I mean, it's been a while. So they've gone from blocking us or kicking us off based off of playing certain video clips or music songs that are, you know, boycotted.
So 91 LSXer says, do they have free or free YouTube or paid? I didn't think it mattered.
Well, if you have like YouTube TV and you pay for that as your TV streaming service, do you automatically get free commercial ads on YouTube on a computer?
No, it's an extra.
Oh, wow.
It's an extra thing.
So they gouge you in every direction.
Oh, they absolutely do.
Okay.
So
yeah, I've never paid for anything with YouTube. I just use the free version. Honest to God, I don't really encounter many ads on YouTube. I really don't.
Well, there are when you first get on there, but not. It shouldn't be during the broadcast. But like Dawn was saying, that like we reached we reached a viewer high last week in the beginning of this week. So maybe it's because we got a certain threshold now that they're just putting ads in the middle of, I don't know.
That an algorithm kicks in.
Yeah, but that's gonna affect people viewing us on YouTube, and I don't want that.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't do that with people on the Odyssey app, right? Like, there's no ads that play in the middle of a segment, right?
Nope. Unless you go out and come back. But that's the same thing with YouTube, too.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like if you stop watching or stop listening for a second, and then you come back, a lot of times there might be an ad there.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm looking at the official. Boy, amazing how quickly this goes public. The pretrial services history report is out for Scottie Scheffler with all the charges. Man, this, well, what a week for this guy.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah, Dawn, by the way, Scottie Scheffler, second degree assault of an officer, third degree criminal mischief, reckless driving, disregarding traffic signals from an officer directing traffic. Released ROR.
$38.50, by the way, $3,850 for the Bend to the Shore. All we need is $150.
Yeah.
So if you can do me a favor, donate $150 to gregstockersucks.com. All the money goes to the Families Behind the Badge Children's Foundation. It's a great cause. All the money goes to the families of slain and fallen officers. It's a local... Let me say that again. It's a local company, or it's a local
nonprofit.
Nonprofit, excuse me. Thank you, organization.
Which means it's a write-off.
All the money.
501c3.
All the money goes directly to them, to these families. So please donate. Give us $150 right now, so we can get to the even 4,000.
Please. 855-839-1210. All right, final hour is on the way. I've got about three or four stories. We'll try to get to as many as we can. One, when it comes to parental rights being denied in a Maryland school district. That's a very interesting story. If you don't want your child to be, quote, indoctrinated in some of these schools. Also, locally, RFK on the Pennsylvania ballot. And also, why in Philadelphia and in the state of Pennsylvania, it's not as simple as abortion versus the economy when it comes to Biden versus Trump. We'll get to that. And also, global obesity. Stocker loves these stories about people that are fat. Global obesity up 50% in the last 24 years, and the deaths are up big time. Why is it, especially in America, that we have such an obesity problem? We'll get to that as we continue. Kale and Company, Dawn's Big Three at the top of the hour. Stay tuned. We're back after this. The 9 o'clock hour on a Friday, always the craziest hour of the week, here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company, 901, happy Friday. Final hour underway. Nick, Dawn, and Greg, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. 855-839-1210 is how you climb in. Get us on the free Odyssey app. Watch us on YouTube in and around any commercials throughout a live segment. It's unbelievable.
By the way, just a little info for you guys. 65% of people that are watching are subscribed.
That's a violation.
That's a sin.
Dawn, can you please reprimand these people who are watching us right now who are not subscribed to the YouTube page?
Spanking machine for you.
Yep.
Wow.
Stalker, you said you were going to yell at them. Did I take my earphones out and let you go off?
No, I'm just saying, why are you not subscribed if you're watching right now? Please, it's free. It costs you nothing. And it helps us out.
Yeah.
Just hit the subscribe button, because right now we're at 5,959 total subscribers. You know how many we need to get to 6,000?
How many?
That would be 41.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah. No, your math's correct.
So we just need 41 of you.
Yeah.
41 of you right now. Just hit the subscribe button. Can you be the 6,000th subscriber?
And
not,
I will.
Not asking a lot.
Yeah. And I'm going to reiterate this one more time. YouTube, we are getting ready for a Dawn Stenslin Big Three. Do not play a ad, because
we're in the middle of a segment.
Amen.
We just need 41 people to subscribe right now to hit 6,000.
Yes.
Please do it.
All right. Morning mystery movie clip in about 17 minutes. But right now, let's get to some of the news. It's time for a Dawn Stenslin Big Three at 9.
It's the Big Three at 9 on Kale and Company.
Sponsored by Piazza Auto Group this morning in the Big Three. The Justice Department formally moving to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug. This is an historic shift in America, ladies and gentlemen, in generations of U.S. drug policy for pot. So the proposed rule sent to the Federal Register recognizing the medical uses of cannabis, acknowledging it has less potential for abuse than some of the nation's other most dangerous drugs. So this is the new plan that it will be reclassified as a less dangerous drug. It's a proposed rule that obviously does not fully legalize marijuana, but it's a huge step in America. I know Greg Stocker is giving this major applause.
Yeah.
But this goes this goes along with how many states we've seen. So already federal drug policy has lagged behind many states in recent years. 38 states have already legalized medical marijuana, 24 legalizing its recreational use.
Mm-hmm. I love it. And I'm not a marijuana user, but you know what? It's time to evolve a little bit here.
Can I just say something? Neither am I. I just like the freedom of people to make their own decisions.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, call me a freedom guy. but like, come on.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I would love to throw... Can we throw up a poll question in between the commercials on the YouTube feed? Can we throw up, something, Phil, something to the effect of, are you on board with whatever Dawn just mentioned legally as far as marijuana? I'm guessing it'll be pretty close to 50-50, maybe slightly in favor of it, but I don't think it's going to be one of these 80-20 where people are against it. I think a lot of people are relatively on board with this stuff.
Some argue marijuana should be treated the way that alcohol is treated by the government.
Yes.
But the federal drug policy, when we think about it, again, it's not going to legalize marijuana outright for recreational use.
Mm-hmm.
But when you think about reducing the tax burden, that can be 70% or more for marijuana businesses. So what is this worth? Nearly $30 billion
mm-hmm.
yearly.
Yeah.
It's a huge business, right?
Yep.
The pot business. And so what happens with marijuana munchies, which brings us to the deadly chip debate.
Well, can I just say one more thing about the marijuana thing? is that it is, all of these pharmacies and doctors are pushing all of these pharmaceutical drugs, that the side effects on those can be catastrophic and can get you addicted way more than weed can.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's high time that we start, that we start down the path of marijuana legality for everything.
I agree.
Sorry.
I never thought years ago I'd see legalized weed and legalized sports betting, but yeah, here we are. I love it.
Because it makes major tax revenue.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah.
Let's talk about the deadly chip challenge. This is a follow-up to Hershey, based in Pennsylvania. Hershey-owned Pakee One Chip Challenge, the tortilla chip that we talked about. There was that teenager who died the same day that he ate the Pakee One Chip Challenge tortilla chips.
Yep.
So he died from the large, consuming a large amount of the chili pepper extract. He also had a congenital heart defect that apparently they didn't know about, but the autopsy results are in. And indeed, they say the cause of death were these Carolina Reapers peppers.
I've had one.
You have?
Well, not a full one, but like a bite. Yes, they will blow your head off. So on the scale of heat, I forget what they call that, the pepper heat scale. I mean, it's almost at the top. It's up there with the ghost pepper. And yeah.
So this 14-year-old kid from Boston, he took the chip challenge.
Yep.
He died within 2 hours. Hershey pulled the Pakee chips off the market, and now there are lawsuits galore.
Yeah,
as you can imagine.
I love hot and spicy food, but my cutoff is the habanero. I can't go any hotter than a habanero.
Smart.
Yeah. And by the way, speaking of things that are pulled off the market, remember the Panera story with the super caffeinated beverage at Panera that killed that girl because she had too much caffeine in her system? Panera has since yanked that off the market as well.
Lemonade.
Yep.
Jeez. So we've talked a lot about RFK Jr. vowing to make the ballot in 50 states. The Inquirer just posted this story that is making national news, thinking about RFK Jr. on the ballot because he's made this vow. We're what, 6 months, until the big election. He's only officially on the ballot in 7 states. But looking at, for example, in Pennsylvania and the impact that a Kennedy and RFK Jr. could have here, they point out in this that we have basically a low threshold in Pennsylvania. He only needs 5,000 signatures by August 1st.
Yeah, and he's just got to pay the state $200.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he would be on the ballot. Obviously, Democrats are challenging all of this and trying to push back. But they're saying that there is a great likelihood that RFK Jr. will be on the ballot. And when you think of the fact that, you know, with the polls and the margin of error, you have Trump v. Biden basically neck and neck.
Mm-hmm.
But Kennedy polling, depending on where you look, state by state or nationally, sometimes gets 10%.
Yeah. I've got to imagine for a state that went to Trump once and Biden the next time around, you've got a lot of people in Pennsylvania that are probably,
yes.
I can't envision him not reaching 5,000 signatures. There's no, he should absolutely make enough signatures to gain access.
And let him debate, by the way.
I'm for everybody debating.
Let him debate.
Just from a sheer competitive standpoint and let everybody be heard and voice their views. I loved the primaries when we first got started and we had 5 or 6 people on that debate stage. So the more the better for me. I love it.
I think RFK Jr. would have a huge impact on the debate stage with Trump, but also with the demeanor of the demeanor of the debate would change.
Yeah.
Agreed.
But
yes.
But it would be deadly for Trump if they did not ask questions about the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody talks about RFK Jr.'s. He's a Democrat. He's a tax and spend Democrat.
Oh, yeah.
So if they don't ask the economic questions and they ask the other social type questions, it could be very good for RFK Jr., but it could be deadly for Republicans.
That's correct.
So we're watching this state by state situation. Pennsylvania only 5,000 signatures by August 1st. TikTok, we got to watch that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we're also always grateful to our friends at Piazza Auto Group sponsoring our Big Three. Get special financing as low as 2.9% for up to 48 months on the 2024 Honda CR-V as well as the Passport. So visit Piazza Honda in Philadelphia. They're my guys, Ross, awesome Ross. But also they're in Langhorne, Pottstown, Reading, Springfield. They're all over. There's power with Piazza. You can always check them out online first, piazzahonda.com. Thank you, Piazza Auto Group, for sponsoring our Big Three.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much.
By the way, Nick Kale, mm-hmm. You asked, so ye shall receive. On the YouTube chat right now, there's a poll question. Are you okay with legalizing marijuana?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty split.
That's what I thought.
Yes. Well, it just ticked up a little bit. Yes, at 60%. No, at 40%.
So yeah.
It's like a 60-40 split mm-hmm. between people. Chris Appolito said, I don't care if you smoke dog turds. I just don't like to smell it. That's the one thing that I will agree with. You know, as somebody who, you know, grew up in the 90s when it was kind of taboo to smoke weed. And
right.
When you smelled it, you're like, ooh, what's that? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Now, you smell it everywhere.
Smell it on the Schuylkill every day driving home.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, this is really, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that.
What did he say? I don't care if you smoke dog poop?
Dog turds, yeah.
Dog turds.
Yeah.
I've got Sean Farish in my head now. Tootin' with Putin.
Just amazing. Just amazing. He needs to make a song out of that, by the way, in the Trump voice.
Tootin' with Putin, the single. My only thing with legalized marijuana, much like alcohol, I don't want people behind the wheel intoxicated. I don't want people putting other people at risk with safety. If you're going to booze, do it at home or get an Uber from a bar home. Same thing with marijuana. Yeah, if you're, what do they call them today? You got blunts, joints, whatever. I'm going to sound like I'm a old fuddy dud because it's not in my vocabulary on the daily basis. But I don't want you going out for a pizza and a box of tasty cakes and a Krispy Kreme donuts because you got the munchies and you kill somebody, right? Like, that's my thing.
I think nowadays there's no more doobie or whatever you want to say.
You two.
I was looking at terms.
You guys sound like
there's no more doobies.
The doobies and the blunts.
This is like the Chris.
No more.
This is the Chris Farley skit with Matt Foley.
Nobody smokes either of those things. Like, everybody's vaping it or taking edibles.
Oh, my buddy, my two boys, they vape on the golf course.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And that does not have the smell.
Right.
That's the problem, though. It's a liquid or wax form.
Yeah.
Anthony Durenzo. Oh, sorry. Sorry. I got something stuck in my...
Hey, something wrong with that.
Mary, I got the munchies.
I'm just listening to you guys, it's like...
Go get me a hoagie.
You can go to these dispensaries now and make your own, like, pot brownies and stuff.
Yeah. Well, they put... it's basically, you can stick it in anything that's edible these days, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
it's like, who had the bit, Rosie O'Donnell, where her mom would say, "I know you're taking the pot," like in an Irish, "you're taking the pot."
All right, 855-839-1210. See, but here's maybe just marijuana is one of the contributing factors to our next story, because when you imbibe with marijuana, you get the munchies, and then you start at 7:30 at night, and you figure you're done eating for the day, and next thing you know, you're packing in another 1,200 calories because you're so hungry. Global obesity deaths have risen by 50% since 2000, according to this major report and study. But how does the U.S. compare to other nations? I got this story courtesy of the Daily Mail. The number of people dying from obesity-related diseases like heart conditions and stroke has risen 50% in the last 20 years. In the year 2000, a high BMI, body mass index, was the 11th leading risk factor for shortening a person's life. By 2021, it had jumped to the number 6 spot, according to the Global Burden of Disease study, which was published in the prestigious Lancet Journal. The conditions most often suffered by people dying from obesity-related deaths included high blood pressure, heart problems, kidney dysfunction, and type 2 diabetes. However, the scientists found that air pollution remains the leading contributor to global disease burden in over 2021 over obesity. They go on to talk about some of the other factors, but the main issues here, kidney dysfunction, type 2 diabetes, heart problems, and blood pressure. And I know we've talked about this a lot in the past with random stories, people complaining they're too big, they can't fit in one airline seat, so they need to get two, and they shouldn't have to be charged for a second one. And Stocker, you've kind of blown your lid on people being overweight at times on the show, which is always hysterical. It's just really, to me, what this comes down to is, like, I hate to sound super old school, but I'll never forget what my dad used to tell me. He's like, and this was back like when I was, you know, 9, 11, 13 years old, and you know, playing football or doing wrestling, and there's weight classes and weight divisions. It was like, he's like, "Nick, if you want to eat 5 slices of pizza, I have no problem with that, but go out and run 2 or 3 miles and burn it off," right? And that's the problem. Like, we eat and then we just scroll our phones.
The problem is that it's not like, I could use to lose 10 pounds. I think we all feel that way.
Yes, I need to lose 20.
It's not, and by the way, at my height and my weight, in some places, I'd probably be considered overweight or maybe obese.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not about that. It's just about the fact that there are so many of us right now that are overweight.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, it's the silent epidemic that nobody wants to talk about, because if you do, you're fat shaming.
Right.
And people are like, "Well, it's a condition." It's like, no, it's the crap we put in our bodies.
Mm-hmm. You're right. And I feel like when we see videos or something that goes viral on social media, or pictures from other nations, and I don't have the specific stats here about how bad America is, you just don't seem to see as many fat people in other countries, right? Like, let's think about this. What have we covered a lot in the news of people from other nations? We've covered the border crisis. Of all the viral videos that we have seen, people coming across our southern border, do you recall seeing any fatsos? You don't. You really don't. Now there's the invasion at the northern border with Canada.
Yeah.
You go over, you know, in Italy. Dawn, you were in Italy. Did you see a ton of people that were overweight, or were they all relatively in shape, despite the fact that they might enjoy a lot of carbs, a lot of Italian food, high in carbs? But they all seem, and they drink red wine. Yeah, they all seem to be happy and fit, and they walk everywhere, and they seem to be in relatively good health compared to Americans.
Yes, but I can tell you that the food is not there. It's tough to find a to-go container in Italy.
Really?
And in Europe. They don't do, they're not eating in their vehicle. They're not doing to-go.
Is it disrespectful to take, to not finish your meal?
No, food is viewed as medicine. Food is, so all the, they take such pride in their food.
Mm-hmm.
And so everything is fresh, and it's not, even the wine doesn't have the preservatives that we have.
By the way, when are we getting our...
I know. I just thought of that today.
She's been back from Italy for a month.
I haven't given out one.
We have nothing.
Nothing. I have it all.
I remember Tom.
I'm sure you do.
I do.
I remember Tom Brady saying, "Food for me is nothing more than fuel.
Yep.
It's just what keeps me going. It's not something I crave. It's not something I'm always seeking to have the tastiest and indulge in something and have a cheat day. Like I typically eat relatively well." 6 days a week, and then one day a week I get the pizza, and I just, you know, I'm like a slob. But, you know, I eat sushi once or twice a week. I try to eat, you know, grilled chicken and vegetables and salads. And then, of course, but then, you know, you put some cheese in the salad. And then you use a dressing that's high in fat or calories, and you're not doing as good of a job as you probably could. But I'll always remember that. Like, Brady would just eat to be fueled and to be energized. But, you know, we talk about it. It's expensive, you know. You're using avocado oil to cook with. That's expensive. Mm-hmm. You know, pink Himalayan sea salt as opposed to, you know, your typical table salt. And in today's day and age with groceries, it's like, you know, you try to eat healthy and you try to eat clean and everything's through the roof astronomically off the charts with the prices. And then all of a sudden you go down the frozen food section and you're like, you know, I'm trying to save a few bucks here. Oh, wow. Frozen dinners, 4 for $10. Okay. That's a value buy. Little do you know, it's obviously full with additives and all sorts of preservatives, and it's going to end up killing you and making you sick. So, you know, we've talked about this a lot, but I would just say get on the treadmill, people.
Or go for a walk.
Or go for a walk, yeah. Right. Yeah, you don't have to kill yourself exercising. Yeah, just simply walking 2-3 miles is good for you.
There's a story that we were going to get to this week, but we never did, that I think coincides with this, Nick, is that it shows that men with low testosterone or lower testosterone don't live as long.
That's right.
As people with higher testosterone.
Yep.
And, you know, I feel like as generations keep going, men are getting lower and lower testosterone.
Oh, yeah.
And I just don't think that is a good thing for society.
No, it's not. BlueChew.com, by the way, baby. 855-839-1210. All right, 920 right on the dot. Let's give something away. It's time for the Morning Mystery movie clip. The Morning Mystery movie clip.
And now, the Morning Mystery movie clip on Kalen Company. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
So you like your butter, do you?
Yeah.
You got some margarine if you want, you can just scoop it out of the tub.
No, I'm fine, thank you.
Oh.
This is, Harry.
Hello. You know, they make that in a woman's suit, too.
Jessica, we're eating.
Meet me in the front door.
Yeah, I was just gonna go there anyway.
Well, I see you like my rolls.
Sure, I like a woman with some meat on her bones. So, Charlie, what business are you in?
The name's Walter.
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
Oh, once again today, a pair of tickets to Willie Nelson's 4th of July picnic with Bob Dylan, Robert Plant, Alison Krauss, Maren Morris, Mavis Staples at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Caller 12, if you can identify that clip, 855-839-1210. Best of luck. We'll see if we get our winner on the other side. And we just got a $295 donation made by Carissa.
Carissa!
So, Greg Stocker, we are well above the 4K threshold.
What?
$4,144.86.
Wow.
I know it's an awkward number for
it
you.
It is. I don't like that.
But we are well above it. $41.44.86.
By the way, all the money goes to the Families Behind the Badge Children's Foundation. Let me say that again. All the money goes to the Families Behind the Badge Children's Foundation. It's a great cause. So you're supporting a fabulous cause and also helping us reach our goal of $20,000.
Yes, indeed. All right, we'll see if we get our winner on the other side. Cut Sheet Part 2 and a lot more as we continue. Kale and Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.